This is Dakota Datebook for May 21st. We do not know a whole lot about the lifetime of Columbus Larsen, but we know he left a town-naming legacy in North Dakota. Columbus Larsen was born in Wisconsin in 1855 to Norwegian immigrants who apparently had a sly sense of humor, giving him a first name honoring the famous Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, to go with his entirely Norwegian last name. After Wisconsin, Columbus Larsen spent some time in Minnesota and then, in 1902, migrated to northwestern North Dakota. He established a land claim just 5 miles from the Canadian border. Other settlers came, traveling north from Minot through Kenmare. Columbus Larsen became the local postmaster in 1903, and when an actual town formed, it was called Columbus. Then, the next town to the west became Larsen. The village of Columbus was on the Sioux Railway, and the town of Larsen was along the Great Northern Railway. Columbus and Larsen were separated by only 4 miles. The town of Columbus grew bigger and faster than Larsen. In 1920, Columbus had a population of 332, while Larsen had 114. Both towns benefited from the Whittier Crockett coal mine, 4 miles south of Columbus. The village of Larsen was profiled in an article in the Bismarck Tribune published on this date back in 1914 with the headline, "Larsen, the town that has a brilliant future, also has numerous industries, an aggressive and boosting bunch of good businessmen." The article chronicled the legend of Columbus Larsen in this way. When Columbus Larsen came west from Minnesota and took up a claim in northwestern Burke County, he little dreamed that the guardian angel had sent him to name a new town. Both towns, Columbus and Larsen, thrived for a while, but declined drastically during the 1930s depression. They faded further, and in the 1990s, the Columbus High School shut down. While Columbus is still a city, Larsen has lost that status and is now called a census-designated place. As for Columbus Larsen, he and his wife Mary moved away to California. It was there, in Los Angeles, that the distinctively named Norwegian-American Columbus Larsen died on June 4, 1920. His legacy still preserved by Tiny Larsen and Columbus in North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.